West Georgia's first news on this Tuesday from the News Talk 1330 FM 106.3 Newsroom. I'm Colin Worthington reporting. Carroll County Sheriff's deputies are investigating a Monday night shooting at a home on Bivens Road in Villarica. Approximately 7:14 last night, deputies responded to the area regarding a dispute that resulted in one person being shot. The shooting victim left the scene prior to deputies' arrival, but was later located on South Carroll Road. He was sent to Grady Hospital in Atlanta for treatment. The suspect was taken into custody. His identification was not released Monday evening. A 25-year-old Carrollton man remains in the Carroll County Jail on Tuesday, charged with aggravated assault after Carrollton police believe he shot a male multiple times inside of a local bar early Sunday. Officers were called out to the West Side Bar and Grill located at 815 Alabama Street early Sunday morning. When they arrived, they discovered a chaotic scene and a male later identified as Mario Chisholm on the ground with multiple gunshot wounds. Through investigation and witness statements, it was determined a dispute inside the bar led to the shooting. After the shooting, the suspect immediately fled the scene. Later, though, police say Ladarius DeKenby Reese turned himself into the Carroll County Jail. Anyone with information on this case is asked to call Detective Brandon Wilson at the Carrollton Police Department. Georgia legislators have less than 2 days left in the 2024 legislative session. City of Villarica waiting to see if that's enough time to see the Senate take a vote on House Bill 1487, legislation that would amend the charter of Villarica so that the mayor would have the power to appoint and remove the city manager and provide city council the power to override such actions with a supermajority vote. That bill, sponsored primarily by State House Rep. Jay Collins of Villarica, was approved by the State House last week by a vote of 116-42 and begins Tuesday in a Senate committee. Two local senators have shown their support for the bill as it waits on a vote. District 30 Senator Tim Bearden said Monday, "Me and Representative Collins have been in steady conversation regarding this legislation. I've known Collins for a long time, and I appreciate his knowledge concerning local government and his in-depth knowledge with Villarica government." State Senator Matt Brass said Monday, "It appears that the majority of Villarica residents do support this, and it makes perfect sense to me that they do, so I have no problem with it. It arrived from the House late, so hopefully it does not run out of time, but Senator Bearden and I are trying to push it through." The University of West Georgia raising more than $255,000 during the 2024 Presidential Black Tie Gala over the weekend. The record-setting number goes towards student support by funding need-based scholarships, growing academic programs, advancing professional learning opportunities, and positioning the university as a whole to continue evolving in its sophistication. The sold-out event on Saturday, which also had record attendance, is the university's largest fundraising event of the year. UWG President Dr. Brendan Kelly, who celebrated his fourth anniversary as president of the university on Saturday, shared keynote remarks centered around the concept of placing UWG on the hardest setting to ensure the institution becomes and remains competitive in a new marketplace. A 35-year-old Carrollton man charged with sexual exploitation of children is free from the Carroll County Jail after meeting a $60,000 bond on Monday. An investigation into alarming allegations began after Carroll County deputies were notified of a juvenile who believed they were being inappropriately videotaped while in the bathtub. While at the home of the victim, the suspect identified as Taylor Kemp showed up at the residence. Kemp then granted consent for investigators to look at his phone. Investigators discovered an explicit video of the juvenile in the phone's trash file. Investigators found three duplicate images of the child on the phone, as well as web history searches of pornography, which related to the incident in which investigators had initially been contacted about. The Harrelson County Sheriff's Office is asking for help with a missing persons case. Deputies say on Friday, family of Mario Zurita filed a missing persons report. According to his family, he did not show up for work in Marietta that morning, and they said that was not like him. Calls to Zurita's cell phone were going straight to voicemail. During the investigation, Sergeant Bowman found that the 2005 Ford Focus that belongs to Mr. Zurita was seen on Highway 9 in Heflin, Alabama. Zurita resides on True Gospel Road, is 45-year-old Hispanic male, about 5'9", weighs 180 pounds, brown hair, balding, brown eyes, was last seen on March the 21st. Deputies are not sure what he was wearing at the time he went missing. We have posted a picture of Zurita to the News Talk 1330 WLBB Facebook page, and anyone with information on his whereabouts should contact the Harrelson County Sheriff's Office, 770-646-2011. West Georgia residents get their local news and information from this radio station, the Newstalk1330.com website, and the Newstalk1330 WLBB Facebook page. We are your local news source in the Newstalk 1330 FM 106.3 newsroom. I'm Colin Worthington.